This is Joan Villa. I'm a business journalist who has long observed retail and consumer trends. But as a shopper, I love a bargain as much as anyone. Who doesn't get a rush when they pay $12.99 for a name brand belt that has the original $32 tag still on it? So on a recent Saturday, in a holiday mood, I set out to one of those chains that advertises big brands at discount prices. Right away, a pair of New Balance running shoes jumped out at me, stacked on an end cap with 40% off in big letters, the already discounted price of $44.95, and my skin flushed with excitement. New Balance is a pretty high-end brand, often costing $100 or more, and this was a bargain hunter's dream. Yet here I was, feeling vaguely uncomfortable. I couldn't shake two sayings that sprang to mind. You get what you pay for, and if a price seems too good to be true, it probably is. What accounted for this huge price difference, I wondered? It could be that these shoes are out of style or an older model, but could the markup really be $75? Or another possibility, have these high-end manufacturers started producing a lower quality product to meet the needs of discounters and bargain hunters like me? Either way, there's a limit to how low a price even I will pay. I moved on to another store where I found a set of three cobalt blue ceramic canisters, the kind with a wooden spoon on the side for ground coffee or flour, for $9.99. Again, I jumped at the box, thinking how good they'd look on my counter, and then hesitated. Not so long ago, these canisters would cost $40 or more. I would have carefully considered the purchase and appreciated it a great deal. Now I worry that I'm getting these bargains thanks to the labor of some low-paid Chinese worker and at the expense of American jobs. In the end, I didn't buy the shoes or the canisters, and my own reaction puzzled me. Shopping for the holidays should be joyous, but here I was feeling downright queasy among aisles cluttered with Christmas merchandise that I just knew was headed for people who don't need more stuff. And what isn't sold will be red-tagged for after-holiday clearance when our consuming feels stale, overindulgent, and a little sad, like our wilted post-Christmas tree. Once upon a time, discounts were limited to after Christmas and rarely before. Now it's no longer unusual to see stores stay open from 6 a.m. to midnight, making the old 12-hour sale look quaint. Has greed replaced giving? Do we feel obligated to buy in order to celebrate our most holy season? And even though we're buying and buying, retail sales remain sluggish, perhaps due to all the discounting. When we purchase more but pay less, retailers' gross sales don't reflect the real impact of all that credit card swiping. And from the consumer side, price no longer is connected to worth. Leaving the store empty-handed, I couldn't help wondering just who benefits when consumers buy more but pay less. Not retailers, not American workers, and in the end, I'm afraid, maybe not even us diehard bargain hunters.